Well, the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union is calling for Woolworths executives to face serious consequences for the underpayments. Secretary of the union, Josh Cullinan, has been preparing a case against Woolworths, or he had been preparing the case, when the company made the announcement this morning. He spoke to reporter Isabel Rowe.
For the past 12 months, we had been investigating award-paid wages. These are salaried workers, often managerial workers. And we had found that many of those workers were being paid much less than what they would have been entitled to had they been paid just their ordinary hourly wage under the award.
So workers had noticed this and they'd raised it with you?
Yeah, a couple of workers had noticed it and had raised it. And we were preparing a campaign and a case, litigation in the courts to recover the wages for these workers.
Woolworths says that they believe this was a mistake and that's why they've come out to remedy it. Do you believe them when they say it wasn't intentional?
We hear about these mistakes right across retail, right across fast food and hospitality every week. The scale of this so-called mistake is huge, and the value that has been lost from these workers and the opportunity for these workers over those years to have had that money, to have paid their mortgage, be able to support their families, has been a huge impact that those workers haven't had it. We simply cannot believe that these mega companies worth billions of dollars, employing over 100,000 workers across Australia, could make a mistake like this. It is simple math. But unfortunately, we're dealing with some of the most powerful companies in Australia. And too often, we find that they're able to avoid the stiff arm of justice.
That's Retail and Fast Food Workers Union Secretary Josh Cullinan speaking to Isabel Rowe.